Good morning and welcome to Halsey Brecken Gospel Blog Talk Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. Our Sunday school lesson for today, December the 20th, 2020. We're in the winter quarter of 2020-21, Unit 1, the beginning of a call. We want to thank you all for joining us here for Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Peterman, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 36471. Well, the telephone number is 251-564-2171. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Reverend Waylon Oliver is our pastor. Sister Joyce Olive is our first lady. And our clerk is Miss Lisa Stallworth. Sunday school is each Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., but during the pandemic, we have been broadcasting for the last several months, and it is always posted to the Antioch No. 1 Baptist Church Facebook page. Our worship services every second, fourth, and fifth Sundays at 11 a.m. normally, but since the pandemic and the COVID-19 virus, we have been having services at 8:30 every Sunday morning. Not every Sunday morning, but on second, fourth, and fifth Sundays at 8:30 a.m., where our musician, Corey Robinson, has been broadcasting to Facebook and pasting a link on the Antioch No. 1 Baptist Church page. We are happy to have our regular Sunday school books. We have been using the large print Sunday school book of lately, and but we do have our regular Sunday school books back. And we want to thank our lady, the secretary of the Sunday school, Miss Richardson, for Maddie for getting that, not Maddie, but Miss Richardson getting that out to us today. On behalf of all of us here at Antioch Baptist Church, and the pastor and the deacons and all, we thank you. We want to remind you about covering up and being prepared and doing what you need to do to stay safe. It is very important that you stay safe and do what you're supposed to do in regards to the COVID-19 virus. Okay, let's get started on our lesson. This will be lesson number 3 for December the 20th, 2020. Our devotional reading comes from Exodus, the first chapter, 8 through the 22nd verse. Our background scripture comes from Matthew, the second chapter, the 7th through the 15th verse. Our print passage also comes from Matthew, the second chapter, 7th through the 15th verse. Our key verse, when they were come into the house, they saw that the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Matthew, the second chapter, and the 11th verse from the King James Version. Or the new IV version for the key verse is, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We are very much familiar with the circumstances in which Mary becoming pregnant via the Holy Spirit, you know, being shattered by the Holy Spirit, and also the fact that Joseph, her husband, had not wanted to marry her at first, but the Holy Spirit came to him in his sleep at night and let him know that this child that Mary was carrying was the Holy Child, the Jesus, the Savior of his people, and that she had become pregnant by the God, the Holy Spirit. Now, what's the aim of this lesson? Now, we've all heard this story so many times, but it's very important that you understand and refocus about what is taking place with the special birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As a result of experiencing this lesson, the participant should be able to do these things. Explain how the wise men point to the global nature of Jesus' mission. Grieve for those who suffer innocently due to the world's brokenness and sin. Join with people of every ethnicity and culture to worship Jesus, the King of all nations. The King of all nations. Key terms is behold, look. Another term is magi. It's a Greek word. A magi is an oriental astrologer, by implication, a magician, wise man. Rejoice, to have rejoice, was glad, overjoyed. That's a Greek word. To search, we know that's a Greek word also, called dizatek, to seek, examine closely. Star, that's a Greek astar, astar, that's a star, worship. That's a Greek word, prekastani, to express profound reverence. All right, let us begin. Why this lesson matters. Technology advance continues to increase our exposure to people who differ from us in race, culture, and religious values. Where can we find unity in such a world? God used worshiping wise men from a distant land to demonstrate that the newborn king would transcend the difference that divides us. And our big subject for today, international honor of the King of the World. The King of the World. The lesson in focus. Let us begin with the lesson in focus. And it reads, people tend to interpret the world through the narrow lens of their culture and personal experience. Experiences leave an indelible impression on one's thoughts and actions. Many people fail to realize the impact of positive or negative childhood experiences on adult life. That reminds us all that these things that we went through as a child in our culture, in our development, and our brought us up is what makes us who we are. It is indelibly engulfed in us and ingrained in us. Many people fail to realize the impact of positive or negative childhood experience on adult life. However, those who are mindful of the far-reaching effects of such experiences tend to have more balanced, resilient journey through life's ups and downs. A solid understanding of self as well as strong family and cultural identity help individuals to grasp practical views of reality. Limited exposure, self-awareness often lead to fixations on superficial or outward differences between others and themselves. Rather than celebrating more meaningful qualities that connect them to others, this is a harsh reality in America. Not only among different ethnic, socioeconomic, and political groups, but also within our families, communities, and the bodies of Christ. Left unchecked, small differences of perspective can become a growing source of conflict or division among people who would be united for the greater good. Many people are so intimidated and overpowered by the differences they share with each other that they are unwilling to travel, try to explore anything at all that they may be new or unfamiliar with to them. Many of our people go through life doing the same thing over and over and over again, living beneath their potential because they are frightened to step outside their comfort zone, a way of thinking that they can be traced to childhood fears or experiences. God has called us to abundant, victorious living. God calls every believer to walk in the light of His truth, wisdom, and gifts, and to trust that He will guide us in the way we should go. This is a very powerful introduction for this lesson. The lesson in focus. How many of you think about all the things that you went through and then you're in a box and different things like that and you just can't come out? That's because you are locked in to what your culture and what you brought up and how you will live. But you have to allow God to come in and shatter that and let you blossom as you should be, as God would have you to be. But you have to be in the hands of Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, our God. God. The lesson in context. Students should approach this week's lesson by first acknowledging that the most logical location for the Magi to begin their search for the newborn king of the Jews would have been the place in Jerusalem, the capital city. Where else could one expect to find a future leader than the national seat of power and royal leadership? How about that? They are thinking about like we do here on earth, right? They are not thinking outside the box. Here we go. Although the Magi did not find Jesus in Jerusalem, their journey to the city was not without purpose. While in Jerusalem, the wise men received direction from the Old Testament scripture, a revelation from the prophet Micah concerning the Messiah, birthplace, see Micah 5 and 2. Not only did the wise men receive valuable information and direction for their journey, but also their present search also intensified. King Herod feared that his own reign would be threatened by the baby king the wise men sought. The reason for the intensification was not only solely that the Magi would, where they were inquiring of the newborn king, but that he was already on edge with various uprisings unfolding throughout the region. In addition, Herod was becoming delusional and growing more and more paranoid because of his own manipulative and backstabbing deeds, along with the unpopular belief that he was already ill during this time. Like Isaiah, Emmanuel prophecy, see Isaiah 7:10-16 and Matthew 1:23, the reference to the mourning in Ramah was originally given in another historic context, was viewed as a typology of the Christ. You can see Jeremiah 31:15-17. The wise men gave gift that confirms Jesus' call as prophet, priest, and king before his birth. On a far smaller scale, one may contrast Herod's reign to Satan's desperation to do anything he can to seize and maintain control of human hearts and minds. You must be very careful about the state of your mind in dealing with other people. You may become a tyrant, or you may become a delusional, sarcastic. You become very deadly to yourself and to all the people that are around you. All right? Name some important events or occasion for a celebration in our culture. Think about that. Share different styles of celebration you would call from the celebration of dance, singing, and laughing, and so forth. What is the significance and role of celebration in life? This is why we do. Why we celebrate. The celebration now taking place all over the world is for the birth of the King. The birth of the King, Jesus Christ, who will have the weight of the whole world on his shoulder. The international honoring of the King of the world. Okay, let's look at insights right quick. In a world of tribulation that can stretch and even break us, our God is more than a buffer. He is our way through. This way out is sought by humanity throughout the world, even more so now as more and more people are feeling the oppressions of society and the oppression of influential people who were bent on greed and selfish gain, seeking to out-impress and outdo one another. Whoa, look at us. Look at us fighting like ants. No, not well. Ants work pretty well together. Fighting like crabs in a barrel. That's more like it. Pulling each other down and tearing each other down, killing each other. Whoa, look at Satan working in us. Working in us like crazy. And we falling right along with it. As believers, we know that people of all nations long for a hero, a savior, to rescue them from life's troubles. Look at now, this pandemic and thing is going on. People putting all their trust and everything into the virus vaccine that has been developed in the last year. Where is your trust so far as COVID-19? What is your, whose hand are you holding on so far as COVID-19? Is it in the government? Is it in the vaccine? Is it in the president? Is it in the vice president? Is it in the president and the president-to-be, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Where is your trust? Your trust should be in Jesus Christ, your Creator. With hearts of compassion and generosity, millions of believers fund missionary efforts to bring the gospel message to people all over the world. As believers, we should strive to learn about others' cultures in order to find culturally relevant and non-threatening ways of delivering the gospel message. We understand that risks that are involved in going into foreign cultures with the gospel message. Let's look at the exploration for a minute. One of Jesus' greatest charges to his fellows is that followers is that they would make disciples, see Matthew 28 chapter verses 18 through 20, and be his witness, sharing the gospel with families and neighbors, community and the world, see Acts 1 and 8. Believers can gain a deeper understanding of Jesus by studying meaning of his various names, Jesus, Emmanuel, Lord, Savior, Son of God, Messiah, Christ, and so forth. Understanding these meanings gives clarity to our understanding of the Lord's work in history and in our lives. As we seek to serve the Lord and share his message of salvation with the world, we must continually celebrate the gift of God to us through his Son, Jesus. Continually celebrate the gift of God to us through his Son, Jesus. Here we go. Commentary for the lesson from Matthew, the second chapter, 7 through the 9th verse. This is the King James Version. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you find him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." That's a lie. That's a lie. Herod did not intend to worship the king. The newborn baby, he wanted to kill that baby. And it's testifying of that, as to what he would do. Remember when he went out through the land, and that was a great cry going out through the land of mothers and fathers, when they killed all of the firstborn. When they had heard the king, they departed. Lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. All right, let's go on. Herod summoned the wise men under the pretense of a sincere interest and desire to worship Christ. He specifically asked for the exact time and first appearing of the star. He sought this information to gather an appropriate age for the child and to aid with his malicious intent to destroy the perceived threat to his rule and royal leadership. That's because his mind was paranoid and all wrapped up in all other kind of stuff. Does that remind you of anything that's going on in this country today? What a division and struggle that's going on in this country today. So far as the new president and the old president, the transition of power, what is going on with nearly 200 million people voting? This country is split. And all kinds of stuff is going on. Where is your focus? You need to stay focused on Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your Creator. All right. The wise men's report of the timing of the star suggests that the star had not appeared in Jerusalem, or at the least that the people residing in the village were unaware of. It was not a shame to dwell in the city of God and miss the moves of God. It was no coincidence that the child was born in Bethlehem, the city of David, Israel's greatest king. Bethlehem is approximately 7 miles from Jerusalem. Herod sent the wise men there. Even with a caravan, they would have been able to make the trip in a single day. The wise men had traveled long and far to worship Christ. Surely the very thought of it upset Herod. The travelers had no apparent desire to meet or pay homage to him. Herod summoned the wise men when he heard of their search for information. The celestial phenomena, the great star that prompted their long journey, continued to lead them. As they continued to follow, they would certainly find one for whom they searched so diligently. Herod asked the men to return when they had found the child to inform him of his location. God would soon intervene to complicate Herod's search for Jesus by sending the wise men on another route back to their homeland. When you are in need of Christ, when you are in need of God, call on Him. Call on Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, "Our Father." He is there to intercede for you. God will look out and take care of you in situations in which you are involved in when it becomes a danger to you. That's why you need to keep your hands in God's hand in this day, December the 20th, 2020 of our Lord. Stay focused. Stay focused. Let's go to Matthew, the 2nd chapter, the 10th and the 12th verse. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Rejoice with great exceeding joy. Celebration. We found that child. Look at God and how He's working in these wise men. And here's the thing about this. God can use anybody. God can use whoever He wants to. He can use a prostitute. He can use a murderer. And guess what? He can even use you. He can even use you. Just like He is using me this morning for Sunday school, He's using you. He can use you for something of good that will help His people. And guess what? His word is not going to go out and come back void. It's going to cut and do what it said it's going to do. It's going to cut going and it's going to cut coming. God's word, powerful. God's word made flesh, that which is the Bible in which we read and study every day. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. See what God can do? See what God can do. Let's read those three verses in the NIV version. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned their country by another route. The magnificent star that led the wise men apparently reappeared after the meeting within Jerusalem with Herod, to guide the men to Jesus. Long before global positioning GPSs, a star led the men to the very location where Jesus was wise. And also in the old days when men traveled on the sea, guess what their guide was? They may have had a compass, but when they got off course, they refocused on the stars, the North Star, and different items in the sky to guide them when the weather permitted them to see those guiding compasses in items in the sky. The magnificent star that led these wise men appeared after the meeting with Jerusalem with Herod. A star led the men to the very location where Jesus was. And interesting, the star seemed not to draw to the attention of anyone else. Look at God. Look at how He's working. There was no great pilgrimage of crowds flocking to find this Christ child. The meaning of the star was only revealed to those who were willing and wise enough to fully commit themselves to seeking Jesus. That is something that you need to understand about your own personal life. When you are with Jesus Christ and in Christ, God has special items and things that you can do and see and interact in that only you can see. When you reach where God wants you to be, it will then maybe be revealed to others. Then sometimes He still does not reveal to others about what is taking place with you. The text captures the tremendous joy and excitement the wise men felt when they finally found Jesus. The reader should be note that the Magi arrived at a house, not a stable, verse 11. While our traditional song and retelling of the story suggests that the wise men, likely based on the number of gifts they were presented, it is more likely that There were many more than three. History scholars have determined that Magi customarily traveled in huge caravans. Additionally, one should not overlook the fact that the text gives no hint of indication of how many wise men searched for Jesus. The Bible does, however, note that three distinct gifts thought by ancient commentaries to have significant meaning in showing recognition of Jesus as king. One of them is gold. The other item, the god is frankincense, and one distinct disdain to myrrh. While the physical light had guided them along this journey, the spiritual light in the form of a dream protected them and guided them forward. Safely back home, in verse 12, being one of God in a dream, the Magi departed into their own country in another way. God's grace and protection still guides the wise around through unseen dangers. Are you wise enough to be in the hands of Christ, to be know Jesus Christ? He will guide you when you need guidance. Let's go to Matthew, the second chapter, 13 and 15 verse. Here's a question for you before we go there. The wise men risk going into a foreign city and encountering a foreign ruler to seek out Jesus. Have you ever risked or sacrificed anything for an opportunity to worship God? Have you ever did that? Powerful indeed. Does God still guide us today? Emphatically, the answer is yes. Emphatically, I say again, the answer is yes. Share with the class a time when God's word offered guidance or direction to you. You yourself personally know those things. God is awesomely good, and he guides us in our time of need. I have experienced such things in my life, and God willing, you have also. If you are in Christ, he has also shown you. Let's go to the last outline, which is Matthew, the second chapter, and the last two verses, 13 through 15. All right, verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek to the young child to destroy him. Look at God taking care of his son by coming to Joseph in a dream. Coming to Joseph in a dream. God can come to you in a dream today. God can come to you in any kind of way that he wants to. But he has to. You have to be close enough to pay attention to God's word. You have to be quiet enough to hear God's word. You have to have a heart to see God's word and understand what God wants you to do. Okay? When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Into Egypt, down into the land where the people were dark people, black-skinned people. Egypt. Egypt. All right? When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night. Not in the broad daylight, but by night. And departed into Egypt. See how God works? He knew that she needed to move in secret where nobody can see him. Okay? And there was was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord of the prophets, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son, talking about Jesus Christ. Look at that. How did Jesus get in Egypt? Joseph took him there on God's instructions in a dream. Look how God works in his protection. All right. The final outline in explaining what we just got through talking to. We hope that you will stay with us and understand the lesson that we do every Sunday. This version of the Sunday school lesson and the text is much shorter than the text in the big, large print. God is awfully good. But he still gets his word where it needs to be to those who need to hear. Only the book of Matthew mentioned the slaughter of children in the region of Bethlehem. Herod did that, trying to kill Jesus. Look at that. The narrative draws consistent links to Old Testament prophecy. This was Joseph's second time receiving divine instruction from God via an angel. Considering the way the text is written in verses 12 and 13, it appears that Joseph hurries and gathers his family soon after the Magi leave. The Magi gifts seem to be timely confirmation of God's protection and provision for those who allowed his light to guide them. They had money. They had the resources. If God gonna be using you, he gonna find ways to put money in your hand for you to accomplish his mission. You must understand that. God's gonna find a way when he wants to use you for you to have the resources to do God's work. The Magi gift seemed timely, wasn't it? An angel of the Lord appeared once again to Joseph, warning him in a dream to leave Bethlehem and seek refuge in Egypt. The presence of other Jews in Egypt made it easy for the family to blend in without drawing unnecessary attention as outsiders in Egypt. Matthew gives no indication of exactly how long the family remained in Egypt, only that the stay continued until Herod had died and the threat of their safety had passed. Historians recorded that Herod died after a prolonged illness. They have approximated his death to have occurred in the month of March in the year 4 BC. Matthew includes a reference to Hosea 11 and 1, which some believe to be a parallel reference connecting Jesus' departure from Egypt to the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt under Moses' leadership. One may understand that the prophetic reference to the name Israel as type of the symbol of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, called in his infancy out of Egypt. The Old Testament reference indicates that detailed specification of God's plan of salvation centuries before it would come to pass. God knew the threat that would rise in the opposition to his divine plan. God knows how to fight. Let Jesus Christ, God Almighty, our Creator, fight for you. That is his job as he sits at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Has God ever directed you to a location for a certain period of time? Perhaps to a new city, a new church, or somewhere else. Did you obey? Explain your response and the outcome. What word have you received from God, either by the Holy Spirit, affirmation in your heart, or the preacher's proclamation as confirmed by the Bible? What was your response? What did you do when God directed you to do something? All right, this has been a very powerful lesson. It is told in a different manner than what is normally told, but there's some things that reveal. Remember how we was always talking about how the baby was found in a manger in a crib or something like that. But this clearly says that it was a house, not a stable. How about that? What is your belief? What is your word? You believe God's word, or you believe the traditions of man? Okay? But the truth of the matter is, sometimes it doesn't be necessary to be bothered by things like that. Just keep your mind and focus in God's hand, and he will guide you to what you need to know. You don't need to know everything. And guess what? You couldn't handle knowing everything anyway. How about that? Understand that. You are small in regards to the magnificent awesomeness of Jesus Christ and the magnificence of him. Okay, let's look at next week's lesson briefly before we close here. The lesson topic for Sunday, December the 27, 2020, is Get Ready. The devotion reading is John, the first chapter, 19 through 34. The background scripture is Matthew, the third chapter, and the printed text in Matthew 3, 1 and 2. And don't forget the daily Bible reading, okay? For Monday tomorrow, December the 21st, a voice cries, comfort my people. That's in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 1 through 5. Isaiah 40, 1 through 5 for Monday. on Tuesday, December the 22nd, John the Baptist is the greatest. For that, you can go to Matthew, the 11th chapter, 2 and 15. 11th chapter, verses 2 through 15. That is your reading for Tuesday. On Wednesday, December the 23rd, the Baptist Testimony of Faith. Go to John, the 1st chapter, the 19th through the 34th verse. For Thursday, December the 24th, Christmas Eve, Jesus the Father, Beloved Son. Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Then on Friday, December the 25th, and John, Elijah has come. You can find that in Matthew, the 17th chapter, 9 through the 13th verse, and Malachi, the 4th chapter, the 4th and 5th through the 5th verse. And on Saturday, December the 26th, John baptizes Jesus in the Jordan. You can find that in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, 13 through the 17th verse. And finally, on Sunday, the day of the Sunday school lesson, Sunday, December the 27th, John prepares the way for Jesus. You can find that in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 12. And you will find, as I have found in my study in preparation for the Sunday school lesson, is to read the daily verses and instruction as to read it. All it does is, like, you start out with a dim light and the lights get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Finally, when Sunday comes, oh, what a blessing, a wealth of understanding what you're teaching and what God's word is and what you are to understand. On behalf of all of us here at Antioch Baptist Church, Reverend Wayland Oliver, our pastor, Sister Joyce Oliver, our First Lady, and our clerk, Ms. Lisa Stahl, and all the deacons at Antioch Baptist Church, we thank you. You join us next Sunday for the Sunday school lesson, as well as on the fourth Sunday, which is our worship Sunday. It takes place at 8:30 in the morning. It will be broadcast to all of you through the Facebook and the cell phone means by our brother Corey Robinson, our musician. All right, let us close with prayer. Our Father, O merciful and kind Father, thank you, Jesus, for the time in which we live in and that we focus on you and not the dangers around us. Be with us as you were with the wise men, but let us be wise enough to hear your instruction in this pandemic COVID virus era. Do as we are told. Don't take chances. Do as you have asking us to do through the Holy Spirit and the leaders that are around us that are for our safety. Lord, help us to shine as witnesses for you, just as you sent your Son, the light of the world, to shine for us. Make us, in this time of COVID-19, a vessel of light and truth that draws lost souls to your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On behalf of us, all here at Antioch Baptist Church, good morning, good day, God bless, and we will see you next Sunday, God willing, or you can hear us, God willing, be God's word, the Sunday school lesson for December the 27th. God bless you. The diligent search for Brother Richardson continues, so you please continue in your prayers as well. On behalf of all of us here at Antioch again, and on behalf of that family, Richardson family, please keep us in our prayers in regards to Brother Willie Richardson. God bless. And take care.